Okay, it's exactly 8:30. And when we were so charmingly interrupted, we were just looking here at Frederick Grant's room at Galena, Illinois. For you folks who just tuned in, we're visiting the general's old home down here. This was his son's room, Frederick D. Grant. With the old bedspread on there, white bedspread. See, Mom, you get a peek in here.
Oh, it is lovely, isn't it? Huh? Very, yeah. Very nice.
Daddy.
Now, this is J-A-Y-S-J, huh?
Yeah, it's a tip of a ship.
And today we've been living on Cheezettes all the way down here. Matter of fact, where is that can of Cheezettes? Vicky's down. Vicky!
I brought it in with me, but
Vicky.
I put it downstairs.
It's more fun to holler down this old winding stair.
Isn't this beautiful? And, this was all handmade, too, I believe. Wasn't this handmade?
Yes, Mr. Pichet.
This is hand-carved, that's right. That's quite an art. Most people couldn't do that anymore. Very few carpenters could do this.
The way it just... The whole wall is just circular here. It's
listen
just
to
beautiful.
The echoes. Vicky, bring up the Jay's Cheezettes.
Say, listen, this wouldn't even be fun to slide down on. I'd be afraid to slide down a banister like this.
Well, I wonder what the general would think if he knew I stand at the top of these stairs hollering for Cheezettes. I don't think they had such a thing back in his day.
Yeah, I don't think you could slide down it because I can hardly even walk down it, Mother. It's so steep.
Well, it is a little steep, isn't it? But it's beautiful the way it curves.
And there's souvenirs, Mommy, and I'm going to get some souvenirs from my teacher.
Wonderful, wonderful. Now, let's
go.
Say, before you go any farther here, I want to introduce to Mr. Pichang. Pichang.
That's correct.
Here is a Jay's Cheezette. Now, those are made in Chicago. I don't think you can get Jay's out here in Galena. No, I don't think you can.
Don't they get? No, I
well,
guess not.
Some
there
of the boys...
something very similar to this out here, I believe, that Kraft makes.
Oh, Kraft Foods make the cheese for this, I think. And they have a plant here.
Mm. Oh, yes, they have two plants.
Yeah, but these are wonderful.
I'll say they're good. Thanks a lot, Cliff.
Well, I've been eating these all day.
I see how you cook.
They are the best things to nibble on when you're just a little bit hungry. You know, it's marvelous.
Hey, tell Vicky to get up here. I want her to see the general's room. She's been asking all the questions. Here comes Vicky.
Come here, Vicky.
I'd like to ask something. Where's the bathroom?
Say, where is the bathroom? Oh, he didn't have bathrooms.
No.
Well, what did he use? An outdoor one?
You know, they used to have a little pan they'd put under the bed there.
They did not, Daddy.
Huh?
They did not, Daddy. There's one outside.
Well, now there is, but what do you use? Do they have one now?
Mr. Pichang, you'd like to answer these questions?
Well, when they were downstairs and in the daytime, the one was used outside, that's correct. But night and bad weather, see that little thing over there? I'm afraid that's what they use.
Well, that's perfectly beautiful.
Boy, that's a better fixture than I got in my bathroom.
That would make a cute knick-knack.
Vicky, come here. I want to show you something. You see that cute little pot over there?
Where?
Over there. It's made out of real pretty china.
That
was the general's bathroom.
Give me, I want it.
No, you can't take that. Did you tell Mom that this was the room that General Grant slept in?
Mommy?
Yeah, I'm right here, dear.
Well, that's the coffee pot that General Grant went to.
That's not the coffee pot, honey. That's not a coffee pot.
I want to get in there anyway. I want the pot.
I see a shaving mug there, too, and where's the bowl? Or wasn't there a little bowl?
There was a bowl evidently here at one time, but it evidently got destroyed.
You see, what happened, Sandy, they'd bring their water up in that pitcher, and then there was a bowl that they would have underneath it, that would go along with it, and they'd pour their water in the bowl, and then they would shave or wash up the up here because they didn't have the faucet in the house.
Hey, Dad, did the boy sleep in an underpants, or what did he sleep in? A pajama or underpants?
General Grant, honey, had a long nightgown. A long, flowing nightgown.
She's still wondering about all that.
It must be a bride.
You what?
He must be a bride, because there's two pillows there, one.
Well, he slept with Mrs. Grant.
I wonder. Where is he?
I told you, honey, he's dead.
This furniture in here is perfectly beautiful, isn't it?
That is. Well, this is really an experience for these kids, Mr. Pichang.
I hope you enjoy it. Explaining it.
There's another one here that's daughter's.
Oh, is this where his daughter's
here? Isn't that a lovely room, though, here? It's like a master bedroom.
Oh. Beautiful.
Oh, you know, it was an only daughter, and the only daughter would get preference, I believe, wouldn't they?
Yeah.
Boy,
yep.
She really did. It is lovely.
Here I am with four daughters.
Yeah. Very
beautiful.
Nice.
And, that looks like the, that bed looks like our bed at home. The carving on it, that roof.
We've got some beds, I think, just about this long.
They're making beds similar to that. Furniture's coming back sort of on that line again.
Yeah.
Well, let's wander downstairs here so we can look around a little in the kitchen.
If you go downstairs, we'll show you the kitchen and the library.
Oh, yes, the library, too.
This gives me a chance to eat a little more here now. Man, whether you're enjoying parties or picnics or what, I know you always buy Jay's cheesettes. Excuse me for talking with my trap pool here, but these cheesettes are wonderful. You know, when you're driving down the highway on a vacation and you're starving to death, you don't want to stop all the time. It breaks to every restaurant you go in. You can always fill up on a few Jay's cheesettes. I thought maybe I'd meet a couple of the craft fellows here who make this cheese that goes in these cheesettes. Mr. Japp would be very happy to know that. What are they doing, rushing a craft man in here now?
Yeah, that's right, that's right.
You aren't a craft woman, are you?
Oh, just a wife.
Are you a wife of one of
them? That's right.
Who is this here?
Max Howe.
Mr. Howe, how are you, sir?
I don't know, Mr. Thompson.
You'll have to eat a cheesette because Mr. Kraft makes the cheese that goes into Mr. J's cheesettes.
Okay, thank you.
Here's a little boy over here. I forget. What's your name, son?
Logan Watson.
Mr. Watson, take a bite of that, boy. How do you like that?
Good.
You bet your boots. I wish you could buy those out here.
I was the mayor's grandson, the mayor of Galena's grandson.
Is your grandpappy mayor of this town?
Yes.
Boy, this is a wonderful town, isn't it?
Yes, and furthermore, he lives in the house that Grant first lived when he first came to Galena.
Really? Have you looked to find any secret doors or passages where maybe he hid something?
No.
No? Mm-hmm. When did you get spanked last, Mr. Watson?
I haven't been spanked for, I don't think, about 2 years.
No fool.
Boy, isn't he a good boy, though?
That's wonderful. I have to spank my kids every day.
Oh, not quite that bad.
All right, Pat.
No.
Yes, I do.
This is another Kraft Cheese employee, Mr. Copeland.
Well, Mr. Copeland, it's nice to see you.
Glad to know you, I'm sure.
You're all dressed out in white here, so...
Yes, we have to wear white in the Kraft plant.
Well, as long as we don't sell Jay's potato chips out here or cheesettes, at least they got part of Kraft's cheese in the cheesettes, you see.
Well, that's fine.
Yeah, we're very proud of our Jay's people there. And I know that the whole family would like to come down and visit this sometime. Now, what's this room in here? Or are we supposed to go outside?
No, I want to... Have you met Mr. Mott? Mr. Robert Mott, the city manager?
Oh, Mr. Mott.
Glad to know you, Cliff.
The city manager. We have in Oak Park, we have presidents. President of the village is Bob Blaisdell.
Well, around there they aren't very well run. If they enter the manager form, you get a well-run city.
You aren't going to get me into any political entanglement. We're pretty proud of Oak Park, you know.
Well, it's a nice town. Of course, it doesn't compare to Galena.
It's the largest village in the world.
I heard that.
Yeah, it is. Well, today I'll say it doesn't compare to Galena, see? And tomorrow I will, you see, it's better. But while I'm standing here in front of all these dignitaries, I've got to say it doesn't, see?
I thought you said you weren't a politician.
Oh, excuse me. Let's step in here to the Ulysses S. Grant Library.
That's correct. This is the library. This is the room that has a very old wallpaper.
Oh,
as near as we can find, it's nearly 90 years old.
Oh, isn't that beautiful?
Goodness.
Let me see what time it is while you two are chilling here. This people back in really Chicago are running.
There was a lot of green in the paperwork. It's hard time to fade it out and dirty a little bit.
Hold that mic down. You can't be fighting me here, you two. 21 minutes to 9, it says back in Chicago. And out here in Galena, it's 21 minutes to 8.
8.
That's right. Well, here's some pictures on the wall. Who is this charming lady here?
Can I explain them to you?
Yeah.
See, that represents the three generations of Grants. All three were major generals in the men, anyway. Grant in the Civil War, his son Fred in the Spanish-American War, and U.S. Grant III, who is still living and retired now, was major general in this last war. He's living in Washington, D.C. And this charming lady you mentioned is Princess Catechusine. She at one time lived in Chicago. You see, Fred Grant and Potter Palmer, the original Potter Palmer, the old Potter Palmer, were brother-in-laws, and through them, this Prince of Katakuzane, then Julia Grant, met and married a Russian prince. She lives in Washington now, too.
Was she a Russian prince?
Her husband was a Russian prince.
Oh, I see.
And she has a son living in Chicago today, Prince Michael.
Oh, our goodness sakes. My, look at the striking resemblance of Ulysses S. Grant and his son, especially.
Oh, hey, kids, look over here. Here's the Union banner of the Civil War. And all these wonderful old pictures. And here's a, here's some letters and stuff in here, too. Are there any letters here that Grant wrote? Where are they?
Right here.
Clear. Who is this to? General Sheridan says, if the thing is, what is it?
Pressed. I think that Lee will surrender. Let the thing be pressed. Now, that was written on the 7th of April. The 9th of April, Lee did surrender, so he was pretty close to being right.
Well, and that's from Abraham Lincoln.
To Grant, yes.
And hey, kids.
Grant replied below.
For come here, kids. Here's a letter that Lincoln wrote to Grant. It says, General Sheridan says, if the thing is pressed, I think that Lee will surrender. Let the thing be pressed. Doesn't that sound like Lincoln?
Oh, he's wonderful.
I can't read the other writing.
And then, what did Grant say?
The original dispatch sent by Mr. Lincoln to me, April the 7th, 1865, U.S. Grant.
Oh, isn't that interesting? Say, did you notice the presidential chair over here? Isn't that beautiful?
Is that the one he sat in when he was president?
It was used in the White House.
The people of Galena gave him that when he went to the White House, and he brought it back with him. That's a privilege, you know, the president take the chair with him if they wish.
Well, that is a beautiful thing. You know, usually most of that furniture was black, wasn't it? But this
what's this big stone you're bringing over to us?
This is a piece of Galena. This is what our town got its name from, the Galena deposits. Galena is lead sulfide, or raw lead as it comes out of the ground. At one time, during the Civil War, about 80% of the lead used in the Civil War was mined and shipped out of this town.
Is that right?
And, of course, the steamboat traffic, too, made this town quite large and popular. You know, one time it was over 15,000 population. That's when Chicago was quite small, a lot
smaller. Well, that's
yeah, I know. Miss Larry was telling me at the bookshop here that this was bigger than Chicago once. Yes, sir.
Well, that's...
And she said she lived next door to Grant. I got to talk to her. She must be awfully old now.
Oh, that's awful.
I can hear her laughing out in the other room.
See the shoes?
Oh, what a wonderful experience this is for our family to come down here and visit. Look through all this wonderful stuff. Here, Mom, here's a pair of shoes that Mrs. Grant wore.
Aren't they darling? Look at they even have... What are they?
Boy, she had a lot smaller feet than you got.
She sure did, my word. Aren't they fancy, though? They're beautiful.
Well, that isn't over a size 5.
But you know what? I wonder if she had... Look at the button hooks she had to use, buttoning those. That was... I don't think I'd like that too much.
There's a couple of old cigars down here. The General Grant smoke cigars, I guess?
Yes, that one cigar was given to him by... given to Mr. Ford by Grant when he went to the White House. And then Mr. Ford preserved it carefully and gave it to this museum when...
You mean Henry?
No, it was another man named Ford. I don't think there's any relation there.
Oh, Henry wasn't around that time, surely.
What in the world is this funny thing here?
That's an inkwell. See, that turns up to close it. It just turns like on a wheel.
Why, isn't that something, though?
Boy, the kids are going to be gaga-eyed. They aren't asking many questions today, but boy, will we...
Well, they're certainly writing down all the notes.
Daddy, where is that?
Hey, a phone should never ring in a house like this.
Daddy, a French alpine step used for mountain climbing by his family, 1892, when they trod France
after he died.
It looks like we aren't going to have time for any music, is it, huh?
No, you have just 1 minute left because you have a spot announcement coming in.
Let me get out here in the hall, Mr. Cushang. We get lost here in this... And the traditions of Mr. Grant. He didn't have to worry about clocks and radio broadcasts and when to get off the air. It's a very futile way of making a living. I get real lazy when I look around here. Just like to sit down in one of those chairs. These are real contributions, aren't they, huh? If it hadn't been for guys like old man Grant, why, we wouldn't have Jay's potato chips and cheesettes either to nibble on. That's for sure. I wish we'd get some today now. We're having a perfectly wonderful time on our vacation, and it works in swell, because sitting up there in our trailer studio on the shelf is a big box full of Jay's potato chips and a family-sized canister and also plenty of Cheez-Its. Try it, huh? J-A-Y-S J's. Not a kid in the place.
It's a tip of a chip.
Hang on. We'll be back in 28 and a half seconds.